The incumbent and his two challengers found much to agree on during a candidates' forum hosted by the organization that advocates for the state's tourism industry. All three candidates say the state should boost funding for infrastructure like highways, airports, and ferry and cruise ship facilities. But they also clashed with Walker over his contention that he had to cut funding for the industry and make other tough decisions during the state's economic downturn.
You know, we have pent-up opportunities in Alaska, but we had to balance our budget. It was not fun. It was a lot of work. Some quit. Some didn't, and we got it done.
As he has throughout the campaign, Walker defended his decisions to sharply cut the state budget over the past 3 years after oil prices plunged and Senate Republicans refused his proposals to adopt other sources of revenue.
You need someone that's going to bring stability, that you can look out into the years ahead and not wonder, is the price of oil going to cause your revenue to go away? We brought that stability.
Walker says he wants to help the industry promote year-round tourism, especially for visitors from Asia. Begich says Alaska needs bold leadership to boost tourism. He cited his push to get the Dena'ina Civic and Convention Center built 10 years ago when he was mayor of Anchorage.
We had the same problems. Budget crash, crime up, everything that you can imagine. We not only worked on that, but we also did something else. Even though the year before it had failed at the ballot box, we said we're going to take on building a convention center for our city.
Dunleavy's a conservative Republican and the frontrunner in the three-way contest. He says he'd take a small government approach for both the tourism industry and the state's economy overall.
I believe that we can get this budget under control, and I believe through the right policies and working directly with you folks, we can actually grow your industry as well as others, create more jobs.
The three candidates all pledged to work with federal authorities to increase access to national parks. Dunleavy says he'd also task the state Fish and Game Department to increase stocking fish in lakes and to develop policies that would ensure there's enough wildlife for tourists to see.
What I want to make sure you know is that you're going to have a governor that's not going to do things to you, but help you actually grow your business as we move forward.
All three candidates also said they'd restore funding for the Travel Industry Association's marketing efforts that the legislature had reappropriated over the past few years. The funding, which comes from a tax on rental vehicles, fell from $16 million in fiscal 2013 to $1.5 million last year after Walker vetoed part of the appropriation. He's recently pledged to boost funding to $12 million. Both challengers said they'd protect the tourism marketing funding from future reappropriations. Begich says the funding is essential, the recession notwithstanding, in order for the industry to grow.
Even in bad times, you have to invest.
Begich says he also favors a two-year budget cycle to give businesses in tourism and other industries more time to plan ahead. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.